probably it wasn't looking like that for a while there, especially the first half. We were all seeing Donegal were a bit far superior team, but thankfully we got a bit more organised now in the second half, and we probably got scores at the right times, which just kept that wee bit of distance and gave us a wee bit of cushion at the end, because we were very lucky. But realistically, they got a penalty and could have had nearly a second penalty, Donegal, and things have been a lot different as you see then.
Yeah, was it a case of playing that sweeper with Frank Burns probably asking Donegal to come at you more, and that was what the problem was in the first half, was it that you let them do that too much?
Well, we weren't working hard enough, we weren't putting on the tackles, and we weren't taking responsibility, you know, we weren't getting back, basically we weren't getting back and working, we weren't getting back doing what we said we were going to do. In the second half, or in half time, we asked the boys that they had to start doing what they said they were going to do at the start of the match, and they started doing it in the second half, and things turned around gradually for them. They kept plugging away and the scores kept coming, and you know, we hit Donegal on a few counter attacks and with scores, and that was probably decisive at the end up.
Yeah, and the goal that came from Big Ryan was a huge score at the time, and it came at the right moment in the game for you.
Oh, it definitely did. We were under pressure, and it just gave you a wee bit of breathing space. I know it was pulled back again a bit, but it just gave you a wee bit of cushion, you know, that you could work on and probably try and push on more.
Yeah, and when Donegal then lost a couple of men, it was just a matter of seeing out the game at that stage.
Well, it was a matter of doing probably nothing stupid, which I don't think even we done that. We gave away one penalty and we were lucky not to give away a second penalty, but it was a matter of just covering the spaces, and you know, whenever we had the ball, using our extra men, keeping it good and wide, you know, and thankfully the boys did that, and they were smart enough to do that on their own, and there, I suppose, they've an Ulster final to look forward to now.
Yep. Just a word on Cathal McSheeney. Picked up an injury in the second half. He had to be stretchered off at this stage. I know it's early days, but how serious is it looking?
I don't know yet, to be honest. I got a bit of special attention out there, so he did, but he's been very good for us all year, and hopefully we'll get him back for the final. I honestly haven't heard any update yet. I haven't been in the changing room, so fingers crossed he'll be alright in a week's time.
Yep. Finally now looking into an Ulster final, he's had to show a lot of grit there, and it's a good way to perform, and a good way to be as you head into another provincial final.
It's good for the boys to show a bit of character, because you need to show that to get to an Ulster final, and throwing Donegal over the last 2 years, they've been nip and tuck, and there's very little in between both teams, you know, and we've got the rub of the green here again, and I know Donegal will be back again, I'm sure, next year probably to make amends for it, but we're just thankful to get over today and to be looking forward to the Ulster final with Monaghan.
Yep. Just one other question, there's what, 6 players from the panel this year that were there last year. How vital and how key a role are they playing with the guys who have filtered up under the under 21 setup?
They definitely have that bit of extra experience, and they know what it took last year to do it, so you're hoping that's going to stand to them, and it probably does stand to them whenever things get a bit tighter. They have that bit of experience, but at the same time, we have young boys there coming in, and they haven't looked out of place, you know, with these boys, but I'm sure the other boys are probably passed on a bit of experience to them.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for talking to us, Brian. Well done tonight.
Thanks very much.